Intervju Radija Študent.
Maybe you... Pozdravljeni iz studija Radija Študent, iz RŠ intervjuja, ki danes gosti zasedbo Kandelila. Z mano sta Mira in Rita. Welcome in the studio.
Thank you. Hi.
Yeah, it's our task to introduce you to our listeners. Mm-hmm. And maybe you should do that.
Well, I say hi. I'm Mira. I'm playing bass and I'm singing in Kandelila, and I'm very happy to be here. Thank you.
And I'm Rita. I'm playing the piano and I sing also. Yeah, and I'm quite happy to be here too.
Behind, we're listening to your second album, mm-hmm. the first song on this album. Before I listen to the album, it reminds me on Fugazi. Is it some connection?
That honors us.
So I think we all love the sound of Fugazi and listen to the songs of Fugazi, and but we don't have a personal connection to them.
But we recorded at the same studio, so the sound might remind you of Fugazi in that way too.
And you recorded Heart Mutter, mm-hmm. with Steve Albini.
Yes, exactly.
And what kind of experience was that?
A really, really good one. It was great to be there. And we had like 9 days to play all our songs and to record them with him. And we had a long time to search for sounds, and four of us, for our group, it was great.
And it was also very intense, because we actually did nothing than sleeping, eating and recording. But I think it worked. We had the plan to do an album which presents the live sound of our band more than our first one, and I think this worked very well with Steve Albini.
So, Steve Albini, but you recorded this second album 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And released this year.
Yes.
That's quite a long time.
Yeah, we had a hard time to find the right label for the album, and we wanted to do it with persons who appreciate it and we understand, and they understand us, and we needed the time
to find the right ones.
And you found Zigzag.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a German label, mm-hmm. Based in Hamburg. And they have a lot of great artists like
Einstürzen Neubauten
or Japanic. They are all, I think, all German artists.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think. Oh, but yeah. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but the most artists are German.
Zigzag started in the 80s.
Yeah.
And it's quite connected with this Neue Deutsche Welle movement.
Yeah.
And what was important in this movement was German language in the German rock music.
Mm-hmm.
But Candelilla doing something very special about languages, mixing English and German language in the same song.
Mm-hmm. That came, and the original came naturally because we started making music when we were really young, about 13 years old, and Mira was writing in German and Lina and me were writing in English, and then it was kind of natural, and then we started mixing it more and more together and merging it together, and it finally became a kind of concept that we use the different languages to comment on each other. So that's hard to explain in English. It tells something else than the words if the language is broken, and it's a kind of comment.
Yeah, that's our work with the songs, all in all. So we want to kind of destroy them. We want to kind of destroy language too, to see the skeleton of it. So we want to somehow dig deeper in it.
Candelilla is a concept band, isn't it?
Kind of,
yes. Yeah.
Okay.
But not from the beginning. I think this is quite special. We started just playing music and wanted to play music because we wanted it. And then we started to think about it and started.
What can you do?
Maybe we will talk more about the concept after the song called 2333.
Yes.
We need to give information to our technician which
track,
track is that?
10, I think.
10?
I hope.
Romantic concept. Maybe about this lyrics. Yeah.
It was. It's kind of hard to explain. I think that it became in postmodern art and postmodern lyrics and music. It became kind of you have to be kind of brave to be romantic or to say you have something romantic, and that's in this point to have a romantic concept, and also to point out that it is a concept and not the romantic thing at all. And it's a quote, which is also a postmodern thing, a quote from an author from the 1930s. She's called Anne-Marie Schwarzenbach. She was Swiss, and she was very on drugs and died young and was a kind of early rock and roll girl. And she said this, is it only my weak nerves or is it just a romantic concept? And that's where we got it from.
And I think it's a romantic concept to try to find something real.
Yeah.
And at the album, we try to find an aspect which could be perhaps real. Well, you lose every time if you try it, but I think this is a romantic gesture to just try it. So,
yeah.
And this is all this
optimistic.
Optimistic and romantic. So you will fail, but you will try. And this is all about the song. The songwriting follows this concept too.
Yeah.
So we have this very hard and loud part of the song, and it's contrasted with a very slow and smooth smooth part. And when the two parts crash, like a heavy heart and a heavy part and a very slow part, it's romantic.
Yeah.
It's not real. It's a little bit too much.
To point it out.
Yeah.
What can we listeners expect from the concert tonight? How the show would be?
I think we will also try to find something real at the stage.
Yeah.
We will fail, but we will try by heart.
This is
our thing we try every night when we go on stage, to feel us as a band, the four of us, and to get connected to the songs.
You'll share the stage tonight with the band Truss from Ljubljana, Slovenia. How that happened?
We saw Truss in Munich in January, I think. And friends of us in Munich are organizing a lot of concerts, and they're from Croatia, and they booked Truss. And then we talked a lot, and we liked the concert, and then we emailed, and then we started to say, oh, let's do a tour together. And yeah, we're very happy that they brought us here and organized that.
This mini tour started
yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In Zagreb. Today, Ljubljana, Gala Hala, Metelkova. Tomorrow,
Maribor,
but without Truss.
They have to work or something.
And the last one
in Vienna with Truss.
With Truss.
Yeah.
So there we'll meet again.
What do you think to give our listeners a little bit Truss to feel? How goes with your music? To put some track, maybe to put the track on, to play track right now?
For a track from Truss?
Truss, yes.
Oh, I don't know the titles of them.
Yeah.
I think I will find.
Yeah, you'll find one.
Track.
Oh, great.
Tenderness.
Tenderness.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Slišali smo Trus, band iz Ljubljane, Slovenije, smo pa še vedno v RŠ intervjuju. Tu so bili tukaj zaradi tega, ker bojo danes igrali Skandalila, zasedbo iz Minhna, ki jo gostimo v tem trenutku v studijih Radio Študent. Ostane nam še to, da vas povabimo na koncert, ki se začne ob 9. Upam, da smo kakor to v redu predstavili, kaj boste lahko slišali. Pa glavno vabilo bom prepustil pa Miri in Riti. What to say to people to come on the concert?
Well, I don't have any special thing to say. Just if you want to, just come and we will be happy to play for you.
Yeah, have a beer with us and enjoy Truss also. And yeah,
I think it will be a great night.
Yeah. We heard about a strange and cool DJ after.
But yeah.
Aldo.
Ardo.
Aldo.
Aldo. Aldo.
Legendary. Aldo Ivančić.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and about his concept of songs he produced in the 80s, was it like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited to.
Yeah.
Yeah. See that. Hear that.
So. Come listen to Candelilla and Truth.
Yes, please.
And for the last act of this interview, we have the last song on the album called 22.
Yes.
And this song has meaning.
Well, not such a big meaning, but it is also the last song we play in a live show, so we finish our set with the song, and it's a quite old one, and yeah, we like it.
Yeah, it kind of it floats more than other songs on our album. Yeah.
Okay. Mislim, da ste slišali vse, kar je potrebno. Torej, prihajaš na komad 22. I'd like to thank you for coming.
We thank you for inviting us.
Zahvaljujem se tudi vam, da ste nas poslušali. Bil to RŠ intervju. Z vami smo bili Mira, Rita in Simon. In še zadnji komad 22. Se vidimo zvečer.
Intervju Radija Študent.